Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and I'm coming to you with a special announcement. Classes for the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute will begin on September the 8th. Why don't you come and take a class with us? You can gain wisdom that will give you a peace of mind in dealing with everyday life situations, and also biblical knowledge that will help equip you in your service to the Lord. Classes that we are offering this fall: on Monday evenings, we are offering Introduction to American Sign Language that will help you to be able to interpret the Bible and other Christian literature for those who are hearing impaired. Also, we will be offering a class on Tuesday evening dealing with the cults, understanding false religions. And then on Thursday, we have two classes that we are offering. That one is Defending the Christian Faith, an apologetics course, and another one is Background of the New Testament, which kind of gives you some insight as to what was going on in the background of the New Testament times. And then we have our biblical counseling program that we are offering on Tuesday evenings. And this is a nationally certified program that takes 3 years, but you can begin this fall with us, and by the end of 3 years, you will be a certified biblical counselor. So why don't you come and join us for a class at the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute this fall? Give us a call at 412-242-3255. God bless you, radio friends.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today as we continue our series titled, Let's Get Personal About Your Issues. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Money, the Mindset of a Faithful Steward.
Continuing on our series right through the Christmas season, title of our series has been, You've Got to Give the People What They Want. And we've been dealing with a series of messages that have, I would say, since way back in June sometimes, that have been requested by the congregation. You have asked me to tackle some of the things on your hearts, and we have done that. We have covered a wide variety of things. We talked about hope and faith and trust and singleness, married life. We've talked about bitterness, forgiveness, anger. I mean, the list goes on and on. I was looking, and actually, we've probably covered a good 30 subjects since then. So we're winding this down. And as a matter of fact, I keep still getting people that or sending in topics. They still want to hear me deal with some things. So this morning, we had several requests to deal with the topic of money. And so I've kind of saved this one until Christmas time. And, you know, people asked, what about debt? Some people asked about giving, about investing, about handling money. And so there were several of you who sent in sheets requesting me deal with money. And so today we are going to talk about money. Now, as many of you know, I've been criticized pretty highly because I'm not one who pushes money and stands up here and say, well, let's have an offering for the Trinity, one for the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You know, I don't do that kind of thing. So I've been criticized, and people have said, well, Pastor, you need to speak more on money. You need to preach more about money. And I said, well, generally, I preach at least one message a year on money. So if you are here today and you say, man, every time I come to church, this guy's preaching on money. Well, then you just told on yourself, right? You just said how many times that you come to church in the year. All right. So we're going to tackle this subject this morning, and I realize that this is a very sensitive topic. When you start talking about money, it's very sensitive because people, you know, you can talk about salvation, you can talk about faith and grace, you can talk about God, but whenever you start talking about money, people shift into a different mindset. And so there may be some of you, as soon as they put that slide up there, and the first thing you saw was money, you started thinking about, where am I going to eat after church today? You already shut down. But that's all right. I pray that the Holy Ghost convicts you and that you have the notes. So maybe when you're laying asleep at night, the Lord might put something in your spirit while you're sleeping. You say, well, I got Pastor Glazer's notes that he preached on money. And so today we want to begin by looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. And it says, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And the title of our message this day is The Mindset of a Faithful Steward. The mindset. Notice I didn't say people who give, tithers. I didn't say any of that stuff. I said the mindset of a faithful steward. Now, we could take stewardship into many different areas, but this morning specifically, we're going to look at money. So we're going to talk about, are you a faithful steward over the money that God has given you? What is a steward? A steward, and the term steward, comes from a Greek word, oikonomenos, and this word actually refers to one who manages a house. So when it talks about steward in the technical sense, it's talking about one who manages a household. Now, in Paul's day, the term was expanded a little bit more because what it meant was a person who was entrusted with the possessions of another and was held accountable for how they manage those possessions. So when you think about this verse right here, and it says, moreover, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful. What it is that you have somebody who has entrusted another person with their possessions to manage, and that they're going to hold them accountable for that. Many of us, I knew when I was growing up, you don't see it as much today, but I know when I was growing up in my neighborhood, somebody was always coming to borrow something. You know, I never seen a day. I mean, today we would even think about doing anything like this. I remember neighbors used to come and borrow eggs and borrow sugar and borrow flour. You know, I remember our neighbors doing that. And even borrowing tools. And when you borrow somebody's tool, the one thing that you expected that when you got it back, it was going to be in the same shape as it was when you lent it out. And if something happened while they had it and it was broke or no longer usable, that they would replace it. Well, think about that for a minute. That when that person borrowed whatever it was that you loaned them, at that point, what did they become? They became a steward. You had entrusted them with your possession. You had entrusted them to take care of it. You had entrusted them to return it to you, if not in the same shape, better shape than when you gave it to them. So God says that we are all stewards of the money that he has given us. That he has entrusted us with financial resources in order to not only take care of our business, but to take care of his business. And he says the one thing that's required of a steward is that a man be found faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? A person who is faithful is one that is loyal and can be consistently trusted. Now notice, there's three words there that jump out at us, all right? The first one is loyal. The second one is consistent. And the third one is trusted. That a person that's faithful is loyal. That means that they are loyal to someone or something. That when you realize that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, that when you realize that without him, there can be no eternal life, that when you realize that he wakes you up every morning, he starts you on your way, he blesses you with the very breath that you breathe, you realize that he puts clothes on your back, he puts food in your cupboard, he puts gas in your car, you realize that he's the one that takes care of you every day, that's someone that we will dedicate ourselves to, that's someone that we will be loyal to. I'll be loyal. Loyal. Are you loyal this morning? A lot of people, we live in a day when people that you think are supposed to be your partner, your road dog, they'll stab you in the back in a minute. See, loyalty sometimes is not exercised in our society, but when you think about a faithful person, first of all, is one who is loyal. Secondly, it's a person who is consistent. That means this person is going to be trusted every time, that they're not going to let you down, that you can depend on this person every time. I heard a story about this farmer who went to the bank, and he was talking to the manager of the bank, and he borrowed some money a couple years ago, and he said, "Remember that money that I borrowed 3 years ago?" He said, "Well," he said, "I got some bad news." He said, "I got some good news and I got some bad news." And the banker thought to himself, "Well, let me hear the bad news first." He said, "Well, we had a drought and I'm not able to pay you the money I borrowed 3 years ago." He said, "Oh my goodness." The banker said, "That's bad news." He said, "What else?" He said, "Well, you remember the money I borrowed 2 years ago? Well, we had a flood and I can't pay you that money back either." He said, "Oh my goodness, that's bad news." He said, "Oh, what else?" And he said, "You remember the money I borrowed this year?" He said, "Yeah." He said that, "Well, you know, we had the insects eat up the crop. I'm not going to be able to pay you that back that either." And the man said, "Oh, no, no." He said, "That's enough bad news. What's the good news?" He said, "The good news is I'm going to continue to do business with you." See, some folk are consistent, right? But they're consistently bad. You know, God is not looking for folk who will be stewards and will be consistent. He's not looking for consistency. He wants you to be consistently trusted, trustworthy, right? That every time that God can trust you to do what it is that he wants you to do. So what is a faithful steward? What is a faithful steward? A faithful steward is one who has been entrusted by the Lord to manage the financial resources he has placed in their care. If you are a faithful steward, you are one that has been entrusted by God to manage the financial resources that he has placed into your care. That means your paycheck, your car, your house has been placed into your care. All right. And you are a manager. You are to manage that. There's no question about that. I don't know where your lot in life has led you. You know, you may have achieved high position on your job, or you may have another status on your job. I'm not sure where your lot in life has led you. But let me tell you this, that all of us here today, we can raise our head, we can stick out our chest, and we can say, "I'm a manager. I'm a manager." That no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I have, I am a manager. You are a manager. And that's something that we can take pride in. That's something that we can be excited about, because we all have resources that need to be managed. And if we believe, as I'm going to say here in a second, that everything that we have comes from the hand of God, then we want to be faithful managers. There's a biblical example of a steward. If you'll turn in the Old Testament to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 39, and here we see the patriarch Joseph, who was sold by his brothers into slavery, taken into the house of Potiphar, had shown himself, watch this now, had shown himself to be faithful, and when he showed himself to be faithful, look what happened. Look what happened. When Joseph showed himself to be faithful. Chapter 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar and an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard and Egyptian, brought him to the hands of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight. Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness. And he served him. And he, look at this, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he made him overseer in the house and all that he had. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and in his field. And in his field. Joseph was a bad boy. This was a bad dude. That Joseph managed the household of Potiphar. Now, I'm going to share something with you a little bit later that's going to blow your mind about Joseph, all right? Joseph managed everything that Potiphar had, only one thing, and that's what got him into trouble, the one thing he wasn't supposed to manage. And that got him into trouble, not because of him, but because of somebody else. But this is a perfect example of what a steward is. One that has been entrusted with everything that another person owns and is responsible for managing it. Now, as we think about the mindset of a faithful steward, I got six things I want to share with you. Six things. And as I go through these six things, I want you to stop and I want you to ask yourself the question, where am I in relation to this? That if God has entrusted me with possessions, God has entrusted me with money, and he has called me to be a steward over it, what is my mindset? See, you know, the problem is that somebody says that, well, you know, we got too many different mindsets. There's a worldly mindset. There's a government mindset. There's a Hollywood mindset. There's your family mindset. There's your coworkers' mindset. All these mindsets, and we need to have the mindset that God has. And so I want to ask you this morning, do you have the mindset of God on your finances? And I will say that most people probably never even began to think about that. Well, what is God's mindset over my finances? Well, the first mindset that you need to have is that I am a manager and not an owner. See, here's, I know some of y'all got mad at me right there. If you were on halfway tune in, you tuned me out right there. I understand. All right. Get the CD. I'm going to say the same thing on there. Not going to be any different. That you are not an owner. Well, wait a minute now. I'm the one that signed that mortgage. I'm the one that's making those payments every month. What in the world do you mean to tell me that I'm not an owner? Well, see, just by nature of the fact that you think like that, all right, come on now. Just by nature of the fact that you even think like that shows that you don't have the mindset of a faithful steward. You don't have it. Let me say this. Let me come over here because I want people over there. Let me say this. That you're not a bad person if you think that way. You're really not a bad person. If that's your mindset, you're really not a bad person. I don't want anybody to walk away thinking that if you don't have the mindset of a faithful steward that you're a bad person. No, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm trying to do is get us to step up our game. I'm trying to get us to the next level. Now, you can stay on the level that you're at or in the kingdom of God, or you can move up to the next level. And so all I'm saying is the first thing that we need to realize that as a child of God, that I am not an owner. My car, my house, my clothes, I don't own it. Well, where do you get that from in the Bible? There's several scriptures. So one that you already know. As soon as I start to quote it, you'll probably be able to finish it. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they who dwell therein. Now, unless that one wasn't good enough for you, let me go to Psalm 50, verses 10 through 12. God said, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not even tell you, because the world is mine and the fullness thereof. God owns it all. And until we come to that conclusion in our life, until we come to that responsibility, we are never going to be able to begin to have the mindset of a faithful steward. That's faithful steward 101, is to say that God owns it all and that God has given me resources to manage. And so I need to take care of the stuff that God has given me. So that's the first thing that we need to come to the conclusion of. Second thing is that I need to manage what I have responsibly. All right. I need to be responsible in what I have. Going back to our verse, 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. So I've got to be I don't care if you only got a nickel. You need to be a wise money manager. I don't care how much you got. Whatever you have, you need to manage it wisely. God is looking for faithful people to manage what he has given them. So are you faithful? Put that, Santino, put that definition back up there of faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? A person who is faithful is one that is loyal and can be consistently trusted. Let me ask you this question. Can God consistently, now you only you can answer this. Can God consistently trust you with the things that he has given you? Let me put it another way. If you were God, would you trust you? Whoo. Whoo. If you were God, I mean, just the way you handle stuff, the way you handle your finances, the way you handle your possessions, that if you were God, would you say, look, I'm going to give this person something because I know that they're going to take care of it. I know that they're going to manage it wisely. I know that they're going to take care of it in a way that I would be pleased. What you have right now, are you managing it wisely? See, first of all, a steward realized that it wasn't for them that they were managing it, but it was for another. And so they took meticulous care to make sure they handled every detail, everything that they did in a way that would glorify the one that they represented. Are you managing what you have wisely? In your notes, this is what I say. This means that I have to be a wise money manager. If I'm going to be a wise money manager, he didn't stop preaching. I have to spend what I have wisely. I have to invest wisely. I have to give wisely. And I have to save wisely. All right? I got to do all those things. Now, I'm not going to have time to get into a lot of things this morning. So I put some things that are a quick reference in the notes for you. I believe on the second page of your notes, it talks about the giving mindset of a faithful steward. The giving mindset of a faithful steward. Number one, the priority of giving. What is that?
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Money, the Mindset of a Faithful Steward. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Money, the Mindset of a Faithful Steward, You can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Money, the Mindset of a Faithful Steward. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request Money, the Mindset of a Faithful Steward. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.